Well, now Barry's out in the. You might say Barry out in the woods. You say don't touch that Barry. It might be.
Very few berries in the woods that I know of that is poison.
Really?
Uh-huh. Now, this you take some people can eat them. What kind of vine that is? You get your poison oak.
Yeah.
Some people eat them poison oak berries. It won't hurt them. Some can't. Some can't have poison oak. And I have been pulling poison oak all my life, you know. Pull it or break it off or anything like
it
that.
It eats me up. I can't get
Well, I had a brother-in-law that he said if he walks in 3 foot of a cone of a fence and it's on there, he'd feel it jump up on him. Get it. But I don't think it's quite that bad. But
it can't get close to it. The clipper can't.
Yeah, he is kind of allergic to it.
But he can tear it up after us.
He gets on it.
I can't tear it up. Dermatologists tell me that the best thing for me to do, well, there's some kind of thing with it. It'll run its course in about 10 days to 2 weeks. And you just got to, with me, I can't, whatever I put on it just makes it get worse. Mm-hmm. It's best for me not to touch the stuff and just let it run its course. Uh-huh. And in 10 days to 2 weeks, it'll be done with.
Going through while you're waiting for it.
Oh, that's the truth.
An old lady came here to the museum, back here in the summer, she had that stuff on it, and she's going twice a day getting shots, and it was running her crazy that day.
Yeah. Yeah, my father used to give me shots for it, but it never worked. Mm-hmm. What kind of flowers or bushes, if you got a kind of a tree with a green, shiny leaf and a big white flower?
Magnolia.
Yeah, you got them?
Yeah, boy, got one in his yard over there. We got a little one right yonder. It's in the other side of the fence. Yeah. About a knee high, a little about a knee high now. You're looking up, you gotta look down the fence with it.
Oh, yeah. Be a big one, a little
then
one.
Then we got a Cape Jessamine. What do they call them things, Lord?
Gardenias.
Huh?
Gardenias.
Oh, yeah, they done give them a new name, yeah. Not gardenia. See, they've changed all that stuff. That's what throws us off trying to answer questions, you know. We say the Cape Jessamine.
Uh-huh.
And these uptown folks, they say a gardenia. Oh, what do I look at? See that snake? We got, that's two slick leaves that's got a big white bloom on it. Because a magnolia's got a bigger bloom than that. Then we got another slick leaf that's got a kind of a sort of a yellowish bloom. That's that we looking at May Shed in there yesterday. Poplar. Silver poplar. Not silver poplar, but a poplar. Believe that's it, ain't it?
If you got a kind of a tall bush that is, that grows maybe with clusters of pink and white flowers. Maybe blooms in late spring. Got any kind of laurel here?
Yeah, we got some laurels up and down these creek bottoms. And then we got what we call a trick lash. And they call it the devil's walking stick, you know. You should give that all on up, some will be that big around. Have thorns all the way up, not a limb on it. Right on the top, I'll have a few little old leaves run out, and they put a big head, a flower up in the top. Head, like, sort of like poke salad does. Bloom out and seed in that.
Do you ever eat that, poke salad?
Yeah, we have about one mess a year. That's about all I want. She'd eat it 4 or 5 times. Eat something now, she'd cook something.
No.